Brisk Ralph of late, he came to Kate, courageously he wooed her. He vowed he loved at such a rate that he must needs intrude her. To let him in though late at night when all was fast asleeping, then courting of his heart's delight, and thus began his greeting. Wast thou kind as thou art fair, then in my approbation no creature could with thee compare, the glory of the nation. Sweet Katie, do not slight me now, but quench love's fiery view. I do protest to thee and vow, thou art mine only jewel. I prithee, Ralph, now sit thee still, and do not thus delude me. For should I yield unto thy will, oh, then thou wouldst exclude me. My Kate, do not such things report, nor never once deny it. In town and court they love the sport, then prithee let's go try it. My Kate, thy sweet obliging eyes to me are such a blessing. My very senses do surprise, oh, that I was possessing those pleasant joys the girls and boys that are of Venus schooling. Quoth modest Kate, how thou dost prate, I can't abide such fooling. But yet he laid her on the bed, and Ralphie lay down by her. He with delights her fancies fed, it was her heart's desire. Quoth Ralph, I know thou lov'st me well, thy arms did so embrace me. Quoth Kate, I fear thou'd kiss and tell, and that will quite disgrace me. Oh no, my Kate, I do protest, I never will declare it. I'll keep it safe within my breast, my dear, thou needst not fear it. If e'er I tell of such like things, let me be whipped with nettles, let me be bound with victual strings, and kicked to death with cripples. Then Ralph their pleasures did renew, and Kate did not refuse it, but said, my boy, and thank you too, but prithee don't abuse it. No, by my faith, quoth bonny Ralph, my dear, thou needst not doubt it. I have a slight at this delight whene'er I go about it. And Ralphie then saluted her, his love he needs must show it. Said Kate, I fear some great demur, if anyone should know it. I prithee, Kate, now who can know, since here is none that's near us? Quoth Kate, I prithee, speak more low, for fear my master hear us. One morning daylight did appear, Ralph could no longer tarry, but now attend and you shall hear how he did then miscarry. He vowed he'd ne'er come there no more, for down the stairs he tumbled against her master's chamber door. The fall did make him jumble. Her master jumped out of bed, this noise did surely fright him, but Ralph got up, away he fled, he would not stand to fight him. A wench that watched them all the night while Kate was in her glory, and by this means I came to write the truth of all the story.